You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, or the Corona Cabaret. Ooh. Well, thanks for being with us today. This is the 9th episode, so if you've been watching, that means you have endured me 8 times so far. However, since we are still quarantined, you may not have anything else to do, so I'll just keep going while I have a captive audience. Okay, so my sister's disapproval may not be as endearing as the banter between Chris and Andrew Cuomo, but can they sing? Hopefully, I can keep you entertained with some music and special guests, right? Maybe? Okay. Well, anyway, if you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. So I'll start things off with a song from one of my favorite composers. I had the honor of meeting him when I played Flounder in the Hollywood Bowl's live-to-film production of The Little Mermaid. It was so surreal to not only perform his music for him, but to also meet and talk to him too. While I was there, I found out my original musical, The Perfect Fit, was going to be produced in New York City that summer and was able to share that with him. Al Menken, thank you so much for creating the soundtrack of my childhood and my dreams. Here's Santa Fe from Newsies.
So that's what they call a family. Mother, daughter, father, son. Guess that everything you heard about is true. So you ain't got any family. Well, who said you needed one? Ain't you glad nobody's waiting up?
Glad you
I'm sure Santa Fe is beautiful, but my heart is and probably will always be with New York City. I'm sending lots of love to everyone watching from there. We will be back soon. My first guest was also up in New York City until Broadway had to pause for coronavirus. She was about to make her Broadway debut in Mrs. Doubtfire. I know that New York City will reopen when it's safe, and I can't wait to see her shine up on that stage. Let me get Lily Tamburo up here. Hi, Lily.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good as well. How has the coronavirus impacted you?
I'm just very lucky that me and my family aren't sick, and really just being here with my family is great, but a lot of people who have the sickness makes me sad. And also, Broadway closing is just can't wait to go back.
Me too. But is there anything positive that has come out from being home from you?
Yeah. I haven't been with my family this long in a very long time. And I've been catching up on all my hobbies. I love to draw, play with my dog. I also like to cook. And also, school is a little tough online.
Oh, and what song are you singing and why?
I'm singing Pulled from Adam's Family. I think it's really fun. And it's about this girl who's in darkness in all her life. And she doesn't really like what normal people would. And she's very intense. And she falls in love, and she loves all like sugar plums and fairies, and it's just really fun.
I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay, great.
Here we go.
I don't have a sunny disposition. I'm not known for being too amused. My demeanor's locked in one position. See my face, I'm enthused. Being pulled.
Tamboro. My next guest made her Broadway debut in the musical Once when she was only 6 years old. She was most recently in the Lincoln Center production of The Hard Problem and has been on Saturday Night Live and many other TV shows and movies. Hey, Maddie!
Hi, Josh!
Hey, how are you?
Great, how are you doing?
Pretty good as well. How's the coronavirus impacted you?
So, as you know, I went to school, and right now it's online, and also my training has been now relocated online, and also I don't really get to see my friends that much, but we do FaceTime, and also I feel like the internet has really saved me during this time, because if you think about it, back when the Spanish flu happened, these kids did not have online school. They would have to do it at home, or they wouldn't even go to school at all, but now we're just getting such a good education, so I guess the internet has helped me.
Speaking of the internet and online, how are you enjoying online school?
I love it. Also because I get to accommodate my schedule. For example, normal school hours from 8 to 3, but now I start at 9 and I end at 12:30 with a snack. So in all, it's about 3 hours of schooling and I get everything done. And also, I have so much more time to, like, do dancing, acting, singing, you know, my talents, which I love.
Speaking of singing, what song are you going to be singing today and why?
I'm going to be singing Killer Instinct, and I'm going to be singing it because it's a very funny song, and I feel like during this time, we really need something to cheer us up and make us happy.
Beautifully said. I'm ready whenever you are.
Dear God up in heaven, a prayer for Campbell. When she was my hero, now she's a disgrace. I'm here on top when she's less than zero, dragging me down to save face. She always worked hard, she was trusting and fair, and Lord, that's the crux of her. From the light that she knew, and your dreams come true, and your dreams come true, and your dreams come true, and your dreams come true. It takes that killer instinct, that killer desire. Are you the little ant, or do you set the ants on fire? And if there's two girls in line to lay the tea before,
great from a D to an F, then you hire some sick guy to lick Kara's toothbrush if she contracts mono. Now no one is left to be captain, so they turn to you. And your dreams come true.
Do I sound awful? What have I become? Who's that girl in the mirror I see? Some backstabbing wag job I'd run screaming from.
Thank you so much, Maddie. I'm really glad I'm on your good side after such a killer song like that. You can follow Maddie Pace on Instagram at MaddiePace1. My final guest has absolutely been making the most of her downtime during the quarantine. Let's get her on here.
Hi, Anya.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Pretty good. Aside from school, how have you been keeping busy during the quarantine?
I've been doing a lot of things, but my favorite thing that I've done so far is I had the school project where we had to like talk about our quarantine experience. So I wrote a song about it, like this weird dance pop thing for it, and I liked it enough to make a music video, so that took up some time, and I've been having a lot of fun with that.
I actually saw your video, and it's probably one of the funniest viral videos I've ever seen.
Thank you so much.
Hilarious. Can we expect to see more from Quarantina?
Maybe. I mean, we'll see how long this quarantine lasts, but I think she might be back, though.
Quarantina, the sequel! Wait, Quarantina 2, Electric Boogaloo. There we go.
Perfect.
How and where can we watch this?
Well, my Instagram is anya.g.j, so you can watch it there. That's where I posted it first. And then I posted it on my YouTube account, and the link is in my bio on my Instagram, so some self-promo.
Oh, and what song will you be singing for us today?
I will be singing You Keep Me Hanging On by The Supremes.
Oh, I love that song. I'm ready whenever you are.
Awesome.
Set me free, why don't you, baby? Get out my life, why don't you, baby? 'Cause you don't really love me, but you keep me hanging on. No, you don't. You keep me hanging on. Why do you keep coming around, playing with my heart? Why don't you get out of my life and let me make a new start? Let me get over you the way you got over me. Send me free.
G.J. I hope you all enjoyed the 9th episode of the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, Corona Cabaret. Thanks to all my wonderfully talented guests, Lily Tamburo at Lily Tamburo, Madeline Pace at Maddie Pace 1, and Anya Jimenez at Anya.G.J. Thanks so much for watching, and let's keep entertaining. Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram at Joshua Turchin, and let's keep making music to help the Actors Fund. Stay healthy and wash your hands.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit. that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.